Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again, give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Do this, Brother Drew, is that Everybody has been established who's in this class and listen. We GDIs, goddamn individuals. So you buckle up your spaceship because we finna travel a little bit today, Brother Drew, because we dealing with mind, and mind is a school of thoughts. But when we study, let's go back over what we had talked about last week. It's when we study with the five W's and the H in a chronological order. So right now we know that we got a crisis. That's an epidemic in America from the XY millennium generation of people because mind condition. And this is mind condition is that 85% of them are suffering from a mental condition and on mind controlling drugs. The millennial generation of children that's 0 to 5 years old is on mind controlling drugs and suffering from a mental. So we have right now an epidemic, and that means that we can't wait on the white boy who created this epidemic to help us out. We got to go check it out. And the best way we can do is we become doctors and go check it out. We have enough information because you over here in High Yah Land right now and you talking to the Yah Man over here. So we're going to deal with the mind. So the first thing we're going to ask ourselves a question, what time is it? We know that white boy changed time because there's an AC, BC, and an AD, so we know he changed time. So when he changed time, we got to put every goddamn thing back on time. And so we asked ourselves a question. And we're in the water age. We're in Aquarius. We didn't come in Aquarius in the year 2000 either. We came into the year of Aquarius in 1970. And for the Earth orbit, in the atmosphere right now, we're in the atmosphere of ancient Nubia and the reptilian and the Nephilim. The Bible calls it the Leviathan. So we know that history repeats itself after 50,000 years, and we're in the beginning of the Jubilee year, which marks that 50,000 years. So we are looking for history repeating itself, and we send it because due to the fact that we are in ancient Nubian atmosphere as we speak now, the Earth is orbiting around that. This is why the minds of the people is like they are. So we have to go into a deep study of the mind. So the first thing we ask ourselves a question is, what is a mind? A mind is strictly masculine energy, and that energy is four energies. And this masculine energy that you have houses five female energies. And those five female energies produces energy of feelings, fear, anger, joy, and grief. And this is taught in the fashion of love. These are five female energy that the mind has. The mind has nine different senses, nine different energies. The masculine energy is that of that you can't see, but you can see these feminine energies. So this is why we have to go into a deep study and find out how do this mind work, Brother Drew. And are you there with me, sister?
Yes, I'm here with you. And let me see what I wanted to add to what you were talking about, that masculine energy that you can't see. We can prove it in this respect. that if you look at all of the religions, they all give that masculine energy. You are supposedly to be blind of what they're showing you, this image that is in the name of the gods, that whatever they may call them. But you are supposed to see this blind image of this male energy, this masculine energy, but yet you could see it because they're using the mind psychology to captivate the people into not being able to see what is right before their very eyes. This is one of the tricks that has been put on us through our minds, is that we believe that the masculine energy is the energy that produces life. And that is one of the biggest farce that has been put upon the mind of both male and female.
Yes, see, because, see, when we deal with the nine senses, the four of the senses you can't see, this, and these masculine energies that you don't have, this unseen energy is the other four senses that you have, due to the fact your dietary law is out, you can't get in touch with the masculine energy. And that's the senses of inner tuition, psychomatic, clairvoyant, and telepathic. Now, due to the fact that we are in the atmosphere, listen to me close, of Aquarians and these people, they deal with high telepathic. When we go back and study the history of what the Jews done already wrote about these people, the reptilian, they call them Nephilim, the people that done study with us already know, y'all done hip you to all of them. Most of the people that's been with us already know his teaching. So we got to understand that right now we are in this atmosphere. So what you're going to see on Earth, it is already an epidemic now, is the minds of the people will be put into mental condition, but you have been genocized into this. And you had to know how this genocide came about and how do it come. It comes through a school of thoughts, and that school of thoughts has been one religion, and that's Christianity. And that has been given to the masses of people. That is the worst teaching that's on the face of the earth as we speak right now, because you can see all schools of thoughts that was. We go back into, Brother Drew, we'll move up into ancient Greek and Rome. See, we're up on a Greco-Romo system. So there were 12 schools of thoughts in ancient Greek. Right now we see that five of these schools of thoughts survive, and the other 12, other seven, got killed off. We can go in a chronological order that the first school of thought in ancient Greek they killed off was Dialogue. That was a school of thought. That was a man lived named Dialogue, had the Dialogue Academy up in ancient Greek. They killed him because, for one thing, he didn't base anything upon nothing but facts, and he would dialogue you, meaning that every school of thoughts, the other 11 schools of thoughts that was up there, he questioned every last one of their asses, just like I'm going to be doing. And they killed him first because they said that everything was all right. Judge ye not, ye shall be judged also. You couldn't judge no damn body. So right now, as we can see, the five school of thoughts that survived is the five schools of thoughts that the present day whole damn world believe in, brought to us by Magog, Gog, and Tubal, which now call himself the Germanic race of people that call themselves America, Great Britain, Russia, and Germany, as we speak in here on Earth right now, in this time period of Aquarius, and this time and period that you done brought your ass from the east to the west. We see that Agape, which was the school of thoughts Agape was a man that said love was only God's love, no other love. Then there was a school of thoughts called Eros, where it says that it was all right for you to have God's love, and man and female could love each other. Then there was another school of thought, and another man up there named Philo said that it was all right to have agape, eros, and phalos, which was man and man. And that's where you have Mithraism coming into existence. You can see the old Bundaberg religion of ancient Rome and ancient Greece. And all the way back, if you trace the history of the Thunderbird and go all the way back into that Germanic tribe, you can see where the warrior religion was male and male, where each warrior, if you go look at the movie of Alexander the Great, each warrior had a lover, a homosexual affair with a man that watched his back. You watch your lover's back, and he was your hero. Back in that, we got the history on it. Stogate said it was female and female, so that's when you seen the worship of the god Celebus and Diana come into existence. That was when the female could not only have female and female, but she was allowed to have more than one husband. When we go up and trace the history of this ancient Greek. And y'all can Google this shit now. You don't have to wait on me. Our education, wait, hold it, before I get to the education.
Excuse me, Brother Dwyer, I just want, Brother Dwyer, I want to add one thing in there before you go any further and bring out the fact that this is why it's very, very important that we go back to some very simple ways of solving issues, and that is the 5 W's and the 1 H. We have to lean on that because this will allow us to become master researchers. It's such a simple way of us reawakening ourselves. In addition, it's a very powerful way to teach our children so that they will be able to understand what is being spelled upon them by not having an understanding, which is why your topic today is very good toward what you're talking about. What happens to the mind when it becomes emotional? Because all of the things that you're talking about right now are that we shut off some of the things that were working for us because why? Someone came in as very emotional spell on us when we already had a system that was working for us very well, but because we allowed ourselves up open to emotions, oh, they're so beautiful. Where did those people come from? Are those blue eyes? What kind of hair is that they're wearing? Oh, my goodness. But we already had been told that we were to destroy those type of people if they came into our presence. But because we were emotional, this is one of the things that we are suffering from right now, the consequences of not being aware of emotion. And so your topic today of asking that question is right on time to what you are speaking on right now. So please go right ahead.
Yes, and you said something very interesting is about, let's look at this. Now, these four arrows, agape, arrows, phalo, and stogate, this is love. This is, they all taught love. This is what the church believed in. And now we can break down agape, arrows, phalo, and stogate and see that the churches that believe in the Apostle Creed, which is the Presbyterian churches, Methodist, Catholic, and the Episcopal churches, believe in the Apostle Creed, and the Nicene churches believe in the, say that the Christian is God and man and female, and then the Apostle Creed churches say you can have all four kinds of love and it's all right and you be a Christian. So my question is, which one of them is lying? So when we break it down like this, we can see what the fuck done went on in the church. Because up under this word love, because this happened in the 16th century Reformation of the church. We can go back. They had the same problem. They had the he and she Bible, like they got to just put out another he and she Bible. They had that all in the Reformation. You go back into their churches. Now, our education system is up under what they call the SOPHIT, S-O-P-H-I-T. And this is one of the most important schools of thoughts that you had to understand why Dialogue got all up. If when you go trace this history of Dialogue, his school, the man, you'll find out where he got up on all of these schools of thoughts asses. By one great thing, Brother Drew and Sister Sonia, he asked questions. And Q and A is what he put on their asses, was Q and A. So when we put Q and A on our ass, you become what? A troublemaker. When you start asking questions all your life, you become a troublemaker. These people didn't like Dialogue in the first place. That's why they killed his ass first. And I find what you said a while ago, sister, let's go back to 1870 and subtract this from 1930. That's about 60 years. In 60 years, here's the stats of the literacy among African Americans. 20% could not read, 80% could read. Now, and let's go to, they took a stats again. In 1990, it said that 44% could not read, only 56% could read. In the year 2000, they said 96.97% could not read. Now, I find it very interesting that from 1930, when we were segregated, we had 20%, 80% of the people could read coming off the plantation. I know for a fact the first school in Crockett, Texas was 1901, Brother Drew and sister. That's when the first
African-American
school was. And that was in 1901. So by 19, that was 29 years. In 29 years in Crockett, Texas, 80% of the people could read and 20% couldn't, according to the stats that we have right there. Documentation beats bullshit conversation. But in 1970, they integrated the school system, and by the year 2000, Black folks was 96.97% couldn't read. In 1990, after some 20 years of being integrated, 44% couldn't read and 56% could read. But here you are, only this many number of years off the plantation. I want to know what the fuck happened when we integrated. I want one of these Jesse Jackson-ass niggas that believe in integration and all this bullshit, now Sharpton, to tell me that these colored people and this African-American shit came through these two goddamn niggas. The white man had the Democratic Party had appointed for us. And see, we got to know this. You see,
Brother,
I know some
DeWyatt.
Of y'all too young to know. Yes, ma'am.
You must not can hear me because I said Brother DeWyatt three times. So is there something wrong with my connection?
Go ahead on.
Okay.
I can hear you, Brother DeWyatt was still talking. I heard you.
Yeah, okay, and I want him to hear me too. I need him to hear me too because I want to say some things while you're making some points. So I need you to pay more attention to it. That's all I wanted to say. I had to use a little bit of emotional strength to catch up to you. Hey, but listen, this is what you stimulated me to realize, is that we are suffering from a loss of memory. This is one of the answers to the question, your question, what happens to the mind when it becomes emotional? You suffer from a loss of memory, because if you can remember, let me give you a story real quick. How that emotion can work so quickly in the blink of an eye. There was this man, he lived in apartment A, and next door to him was a sister who lived in apartment B. And he kind of dug her, and so one day, while coming up the stairs, he bumped into her, and they had a little conversation. They sat on the stairs. So man from apartment A, wow, he left his keys. He left his keys on the stoop, right? So the man from upstairs, some kind of way, he got the keys. But before that time, man A looked everywhere. He just couldn't know if those keys was in his car. He didn't know if he had left them in the car. Female from apartment B, she said, but I thought I saw you with the keys in your hand. Nobody could remember nothing. Couldn't determine where the keys was, even though looked in the car, didn't see a key nowhere. But because of the emotion, he was willing to see if he can put a hanger down there to see if he can pull up the latch. And you know they make cars so you can't do that old turkey stuff no more. But nevertheless, because of the emotion, he still was second-guessing and running around, not sure about what happened to the key. But as it turned out, the key was taken by the man upstairs who thought the key was meant for him. It was his key. Huh. We had questions about that. We didn't say nothing. A, B. So here you go. Where did the emotion go? Where did the memory go? Why couldn't we put our minds on the places that we had gone? Why couldn't we trace back? Because the emotions got in the way. Many of us have experienced that. So right now, as a people, because of all these type of emotional energy moving issues, we want to be like people that we are not naturally like. So imagine the kind of emotion that we have spent into this existence. So just like the Hulk, you know, you've seen he sometime when he came back, as I talked about that last week, he like, what happened? Oh, my goodness, what happened? It's the same thing. We suffering from loss of memory. And so we are suffering from short-term and long-term loss of memory, my brother. So until we understand even that we have a shortage going on in our memory bank, and we won't be able to stop unless, too, we realize that we keep it going by the rituals that we practice every day. And those rituals that we practice, whether it's going to the mosque, the Quran, whether it's going to work, whether it's waking up, however those rituals are, is what we spend our time to. So we've lost a lot of memory. And when people lose memory, just like anything, it's called Alzheimer's. So we're having early stages of Alzheimer's. We can't even go back to some of Big Mama's recipes. So we're suffering from something called amnesia. And that amnesia is what we have to reverse. And that only is nothing but so many spells that are in our minds. We don't know where to start. So when you get Alzheimer's, you go back to that comfortable child position, or you go back to that moment where someone harmed you and you want to strike out on the world because nobody was there for the emotional trauma. So this is what happens when we allow our emotions to go out of control. This is what happened to the mind when memories are lost in the illusion, Brother Dwyer.
Yes, and let's look at when this mind, this school of thoughts that you're in, when it diffuses you and break you down. We can, people that's 50 years old and older should be able to see everything that we're talking about, and you should be able to see how the people's mind is. And the only way that we can analyze what makes this mind like this is that we have to go and analyze what creates this. And when we go analyze what creates this, then you realize that we've been genocided. And because we've been genocided, and where we are in the time period that we are in, it is in where the earth is right now is in a very peculiar atmosphere and orbit now, and we are very close to the reptilians and their planet in Nubia, ancient Nubia. If you, I know the people that's listening to me, I ain't talking in no damn riddle to them. And if you've been listening to the news and getting some of the texts from my hip team, Sister Carol, then you up to date with it. And this is Jubilee year, and you had to understand the history that happened in Jubilee year. And when you understand all this, you can understand why we have to go back and renew the mind. And for you to have peace of mind, you got to know exactly what's going on in this time period, because if it's not, you're going into an emotional stage. And once this mind pick up emotions, then when we go look in the dictionary, we'll look up, you see emotion, you see emotion, ABLELISM, and read it in LIST, and read those definitions of what your mind, because your GDI, can go into if you get caught up in this atmosphere of this Nephilim that's walking around now, this caveman, because you know we're dealing with energy. So whose energy is the strongest right now as we speak, and you can't get wrapped up into that energy, is his energy. It ain't our energy that's radiating now. So for you to be a hell of a recipient and an antenna to your energy, and we're going to deal with this, it's in your hair. You had to know all Nubian people, that's us, all people of color, melanin. Your strength, since we are so close to this planet and these people, and we're in their atmosphere, your strength is in your hair, just like Samson's strength was. Those are old stories of when the earth got into that, and what was that? You had to understand, if you did a research that we did with my great-great-grandpa, the Jews, they both my grandpa's Jews, then you understand what they was talking about when they wrote about this time period in history. It's your hair, natural nappy hair. Those are your antenna, and that's where your ether, because see, each one of them strands of hair got ether, and it's funny about your hair. The hair is another thing. Ain't now one of them alike on your hair, brother Drew. And it is important that you understand how you can help yourself. The right diet helps you. Eating herbs help you. Being a vegan help you. This is the mind that you had to go into as an individual. And you had to teach this to your child. And this is not white folks teaching. You got some sister you want to say about this?
Yes, I would. Another thing that happens to the mind is that you lose your ability to reason. And because you can look at that, like when someone gets really, really angry, you know, what do you first thing you do? You try to calm them down because they lose their ability to reason. You know, so when people get so depressed, another emotion. They lose their ability to reason if they want to commit suicide. So it's just, it's nothing that you can say to them, you know, or someone is just so, as they call it, crazy, crazy in love, that they're going to do something that's totally unreasonable. And so when you lose your ability to reason, then it causes problems within yourself, all of your systems. It causes problems because if you can't calm down, then it's like a ping pong. You, every time you hit up onto the nervous that nervous system, you hit that nervous system, and it's like playing the tunes in the system. So depending on what energy you send through your system is what it's going to ping pong on, and what you send in your system the most. So if you only send in anger mostly all the time, if you get pissed off every time someone step on your foot, that's something that is in your mind, you know, that you have going on, then that is what you're going to have. There's no ability to reason. You're going to want to fight somebody, and they didn't even see your foot, you know, because you have allowed yourself to have triggers in your mind that trigger you. Somebody stepping on your foot is a trigger to what? What happened? You know, so because tied to something emotional, somebody get married, somebody die, somebody have a baby, everybody got to have a damn piece of cake. And though none of us need all this damn sweet stuff that we've been eating, but yet we know kryptonite is our poison, but yet we still find ourselves, what, eating it. Why? Because we got triggers that trigger us every time, the emotional triggers that we're attached to. Because why? We have lost our memory. We don't have nothing to call upon because we're practicing other rituals. So we have to start practicing the ritual of understanding what's going on with us in order for us to want break the spell so that we can free ourselves. And when we do some of those things, will become reasonable. It's reasonable for us to know that we should not at this time be looking for someone else to grow our food and feed us. But yet it's so reasonable. We only have a handful of farmers, and many of us left our lands to come to the cities and still yet have not returned to the land. But we know that it's not reasonable to have somebody else to keep feeding you, because who is feeding you is in control of you. They're in control of your mind. Back to what you was talking about, Brother Dwyer, the food. Well, damn, nigga, that ain't that how you train a dog? Yeah, but you train, and yes, artificial, and how do you train your dog? You train them through food. So we are being trained through food as well, what we intake into our mind. Is having an astounding effect on all the trillions of cells that we have in our bodies, the follicle of our hairs, how our eyes are developing. And this is happening because why? We have lost our rhythm. We've lost our mind. We don't know where to find it. I mean, hey, let me tell you something. You go back to the nursery rhymes. Humpty Dumpty had a gray fall. All the king horses and all the king men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. Why? And who is Humpty Dumpty? Humpty Dumpty was the egg, right? So who is that Humpty Dumpty? What is the egg? Who is that symbolic to? It's food. It could be symbolic. Yes. It's symbolic to the female. So a story that we have heard, but he couldn't. Nobody could put them back together again. Why? Because the only person that can put anybody back together again is you. And if you know the story of Frankenstein, Frankenstein was put together with multiple people. So he was too. He was Frankenstein because that's who put him together. So whoever put you together, whoever put your mind in your body to operate, that is who you come from, who you practice, who you worship, who you give all of yourself to. So we have to come back into our own minds and start putting our own thoughts into our own minds. And it's going to take practice. It's going to take a hell of a lot of practice because, look, we have been looking at TV right now that keeps the program going. And, baby, if you're listening to some of this crazy music, you got a little bit of it going inside of you as well. If you participate in a lot of these social medias, then you're getting your hands full with it. If you go to church, the mosque, the synagogue, go to work, then you're getting your hands in it. So everybody is getting their hands in some emotional bullshit. Excuse my language. So we have to do some things for ourselves. One of the things that we can do for ourselves is do this for me right now. Take your fingers and press them against one another, one hand right to the other, so all of your fingertips are touching one another. And you might hold the phone to your ear, y'all's shoulder. I know y'all could do it. I see everybody doing it in the grocery stores, even trying to drive. That's some crazy shit. If y'all do that, stop doing that. That's very dangerous. But anyway, close your eyes and point the fingers to yourself and recognize that the energy has to be placed toward you. And if you are doing this properly, you should be collecting energy outside of you for you. And you should be able to feel this through your hands. If you can't feel energy, then that means that you are not in control of your emotions. And in order for you to get in control of your emotions, you have to practice. And that is something that you can do to practice for yourself and teach the babies how to practice that for themselves. It's very simple. And go into where? The black. Back to the black, baby. That's why we're talking to you, because black is here. Why? Because that is where the darkness exists. Back to the mind. You can't see the hidden hand, but you know it's there.
And the truth is in darkness.
Yes, it is. So our ability to reason, Brother Dwyer, we lose that as well because we are not in control of our mind. We are out of control through emotion. So I just wanted to share that part.
Yes, and that takes us into the next step. When the mind goes through these emotions, they go through a stage, a step, a level, and a degree. And when it gets up into what we done defined, all those words taken to mind, the mind will start go and look up the first word. They all in a row. You become a sentiment. A sentiment, the definition of sentiment, S-E-N-T-I-M-E-N-T, Pamela Ruth, so I failed for my sister because she said I pronounced words wrong, is a mixture of thoughts and feelings, a emotional regarding to ideas considered as a principal act of judgment. A sentimental, M-E-N-T-A-L, to act from feelings rather from common sense, emotions. A sentimentalist is a person who is highly emotional. And a sentimentalism is a person who is formed, is influenced by sentiment rather than reason, a display of non-logical thinking, you know, sort of like the Holy Ghost, when you catch the Holy Ghost. So when your mind go into these steps, you have to become what is called a centaur. S-E-N-T-I-N-A-E-L is a person who guards against emotional surprises. You have to understand that you can't let your mind get down to these levels. And when it do, this is the changes that the mind go through. And when the mind has these issues, a problem, the number one problem that causes this is more so is love, and the first thing you go through to is music. And music brings about a deeper problem that we call death. And how did it start? It started with I desire, I want, I love it. And if you can't get what you desire and start wanting it, you won't turn to loving it, then you can't get it. It leads to what? Let's ask ourselves a question. You first lie for it. If you can't get it lying, you steal it. If you can't get it stealing, you will kill for it. And you'll get this feeling through the vibration that comes to you through music and movement. And see, that's...
And Brother Dwyer, what you're demonstrating once again is the ability to reason. Because once someone go through those steps, they have created a ritual every time they're elevating higher and higher to another level because it becomes a practice. It's no different than anything. We practice these energies. That's why commercials are done over and over again because it's the ritual of hearing it. It's the ritual of brushing your teeth. They tell us to brush our teeth and that our teeth will be good. But if you're a person who have really analyzed that, then you realize that, damn, we're a bunch of fools. We're the only people who are paying for toothpaste and toothbrushes. I mean, the only beings who have teeth. All other animals have teeth. They asked us that with their teeth, and we don't even have no teeth. And we've been brushing our teeth and using toothpaste. So, you know, that's a person who would analyze what has been happening to us in the programming because we need to ask more questions. So the ability to reason has been lost. And we need to go back and captivate some of that ability to reason. And that comes back to asking those questions, those five W's and the one H, the ability to reason. Because even if you look at our big mamas knew what to do, and Brother Dwyer, you told me, you shared your story with me about your big mama and how they used baking soda and twigs to take care of their teeth. And here we are, we've been brushing our teeth. Hell, our babies brushing their teeth, and we're taking them to the dentist. They got issues because why? We have lost our mind. We can't even remember recipes or be willing to follow the recipes that were left to us by people that proved themselves to be successful. They died with their teeth. And God damn it, we ain't having teeth now by the time we're 40. Something's wrong with that. That should make us go back and research and analyze, ask the questions, be excited about wanting to know what is the situation. This is not normal. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. These are things that are critical to us. But when you lose your ability to reason because not recognizing the schools of thought that you depend on every day and seeing that these schools of thought have, look, check this out. Ever since we have allowed ourselves to go out and do other things, we no longer, just say we no longer listen to Big Mama. Well, when we listen to Big Mama, we were healthier. We lived longer. We were wealthier because it was about God bless the child that's got his own baby. It didn't matter what it was. We had it. You didn't go for without anything. The only time that we began to go without is when someone took us out of our home, our community, and put us in someone else's hands who did not care for us, who did not want to teach us anything of good about us. That is where some of the emotional problems came in, Brother Dwyer, as you talked about integration earlier. So these are some of the things that has happened to us. So we have to get back to what we need for ourselves by going back and listen to the spells of the words of the grandmama's voices when you hear them in your ears. When you hear them grandmama voices, we got to go back to their voices and hear the words that they said. Hear what the grandpa said to us. Brother Dwight, I know you're going to talk about that grand, because when we hear their words, those words and those spells that they gave us are the keys to unlocking some of the snake charmers, spells that he has put upon us. So we have to go back. And the way to go back is through what? The memories. So you got to captivate those memories for yourself again. We got to wake them up, and we have to practice those memories. We will become wealthier again when we do that. And y'all know we were smarter. Y'all already know that. Brother Dwight, y'all know you're going to have to talk about that too, baby. Y'all was whooping their butts at the colored school. My generation, we can't brag that. We don't have that. Because by this time, y'all fools had turned us over to them. So I'm telling you like it is. The generation before us turned us over to niggas who didn't even care about us, our open enemy. They start shooting us all in the gut, in our shoulders and our butts with all of these poison immunizations. Don't tell me you love me, but you sent me to somebody who did not care a thing about me. And that is one of the things that we must talk about at another time, but we need to understand that that action has something to do with the condition that we find ourselves in. We didn't teach our children when we, at my age, my 1964, right? No more teaching. We in somebody else's school. But those who came before were taught by the big mamas, the aunties, the cousins and everything, the relatives. They were allowed to ask questions in the proper setting. They knew the where things were. We threw all that away. Our children don't know nothing about no kind of manners. They don't know nothing about that. People are shocked when my children, they meet my family. They think we're some kind of fake or fraud because we thank each other. We're very grateful and kind to one another. And so we have to go back to some of those things, and we need to educate our own children. When you educate your own children, just think about this. What was your best teacher? Your teacher that you, who you call your favorite teacher, I know me, I remember Miss Norris, baby. Miss Norris was my second grade teacher, and she was a jolly old white lady with rosy cheeks. But she loved me for some reason. Me and her got along so well. I still remember her. So everybody had that teacher that cared about them, that they remember, that took an interest in them, that they remember, and that made you go somewhere different in your life, made you reach a little bit further. But imagine the opposite of that. You've had that experience too. When you walked in the door, the teacher just couldn't stand you just because you came in the door. And both of those experiences you can lean on and look at which ones our children are experiencing most of the time. And that is someone who does not care about them in the educational system. And we know this, but yet we still send them there. That's a problem. We got amnesia, but we just tricked by the spell and we can't get out. Baby, we got to analyze, Brother Dwyer.
Yes, and see, let's go back into feed off of what you said about we also studied with, you know how we study with ethnology, so that means that we look up the definition of the word grand, because see, the X, the Y, and the millennial generation, they don't understand the word grand. Now, if you was born, you were born, sister, in 64, meaning that you just 4 years into it and family, your mind wasn't contaminated. You had that around you. You had your grandmothers. I know you got pictures of your grandparents and stuff that you showed me. You had that strong influence, although you are born in the X generation. But because of that influence and that mindset of these people, in 2015, you taught it to your children, and it's a different thing. So that's where it went wrong, is that way of thinking of grand. Let's look at this word. High in rank, dignified, the chief, magnificent, main, standing in the second degree of ancestry. That's a heavy, noble and stately. This is the definition of grand. So whenever you are a grandmother, a grandfather, you hold this definition. And don't let it be great, great. Don't let it be great, great, grand. Then that means that you're in the first degree of ancestry. And see, when you are a grand, you're in the second degree of the ancestry of who you grand over. And see, that's that ain't taught, but it was taught to me and you. Big Mama was the chief of all the families. Everybody went to Big Mama's house and eat and sleep. And Big Mama was Big Mama. She was over Big Papa. I don't give a damn. I had great-great-grandmothers on both sides of the family, great-great on both sides of the family that raised me. One of them great-greats didn't die till I was in the 1960. I was a freshman in high school. That's when he died. He born in 1840. You see, all of these great-greats, and they taught me. So when you are taught by an old-fashioned, and integration made it old-fashioned, this is some of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton bullshit ass teaching that took effect over our community. Yeah, I blame their ass for all the shit that we come down into, because I'm going to point, when I pull up on your ass in a chronological order in history, Brother Drew, when the young man pull up on your ass in a chronological order, then goddamn it, we know where the blame is and who's bringing the point to. And when the shit got started, that's the reason we can talk like we talk now. It's because, hell, we know when the shit got started. That's the reason you can go to YouTube and pull up Reverend Whoop Ass with the can open up a can of whoop ass on all motherfucking preachers. And we're going to know who the real motherfucker is, because there's a motherfucker out here that done came out of the Caucasus Mountain. And all of us know motherfucker is a compound word, motherfucker. So we're going to find out who this fucker is, and I'm going to do a lecture on it. Out of the Caucasus Mountain came the Germanic race of people. You tell me what people of color he ain't fucked and fucked up they bloodline and got them with a fucked up mind in 2015. I kiss your ass on Main Street at high noon with CBS and NBC and ABC looking. God damn it, if you find me one from a bitch in nation of people that he ain't fucked up, that's people of color and got in their shit. Even the ones in New Guinea, god damn it, he went in there and got the uncivilized tribe and done fucked them up with Christianity. Tell me, goddammit, and I'll kiss your goddamn ass.
Well, Brother Dwyer,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what I want to say is because of that, because of all of those things that have been experienced, then what is necessary is that people have to have a way to practice themselves out of this, because you can't get out of anything if you don't practice. So some of the things, one, what I would like to leave before we go off air today is that there's three things that I have found for myself that have been very effective in me understanding what has happened and how to break it down and how to get to the area where I need to be for myself. And one of those things is to understand how relationships work, is that, number one, as Brother Dwyer is expressing, we have all over this world have been trying to communicate with the European and find a way that we can be in peace and, you know, in harmony, and that has not happened. So you can understand by looking at that example how communication is very effective and how important it is that we have to have good communication with whatever it is, whoever it is that's in our lives. And the second thing is to have an understanding. Once you grasp an understanding of something, then you'll know what's your tolerance level of an understanding, and then you'll be able to see how you can live with yourself and what you are looking at and taking a position on what you're looking at. And then the final thing is the support. Well, everything needs support system. Everyone needs a support system. And so you have to evaluate that for yourself. If you look at right now what's the support system that we as a nation of colored people, what's our support system that we have with ourselves and with one another? So, again, that's just three things that have been very helpful to me in looking at relationships to any degree. And number one is communication. Number two is understanding, and three is support. So, and don't forget that you can start controlling your energy by bringing your hands together, going into the darkness of yourself, and you want to go to some pain areas and go to those areas that are paining you and just make them dark. I know people, if you can't handle this information, that's okay. Just dismiss it. It ain't for you. It's for the people who are ready to move some things for themselves. Y'all, this is information that we have lost out of our damn memory. So you may not recognize it. So go to Google. Google got the answers if you don't want to take it from a student like me. So finally and just say that until you can get out of your emotions, you are not going to be able to understand how the laws of any laws work, because people will defy laws. They break laws because of the emotional attachments that they have. So you will see a person who will rob a bank because of an emotional attachment that he has to something specific.